Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
The hidden blessing of getting a low-paying job right out of college.
This is Journal Report. Timely topics, important information. From the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Journal Report. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It's getting to be the time of year when another batch of college graduates is preparing to enter the workforce. For many grads, the first job will come with a high salary, but other grads will start out earning much less than the average graduate in his or her field. No doubt this is a frustrating experience, but starting in a low-paid job may contain some hidden blessings. According to Derek Tharp, Wall Street Journal contributor and founder of Conscious Capital. Derek, I can understand why graduates would be disappointed in a low starting salary because this year's grads stand to make a pretty healthy income. Why don't you run down some of these starting salaries?
Sure. So many graduates come out of school with very healthy earnings right now. Engineering is at the top of the field based on the National Association for Colleges and Employers report. Coming out with a projected salary of about $66,000. Computer science comes in close behind it, $65,000. And then down towards the lower end of the field, we see fields like social sciences, communications, and humanities. But even there, they're still in the range of about $53,000 to $48,000. So strong earnings compared to the average earnings of most people at that age.
But as you have pointed out, some students will start out earning much less than these averages. It could be understandable if a grad sees a lower salary as a big disappointment. Let me ask you, how can a lower paying job be an advantage? Does it force one to become more disciplined?
Sure. Yeah. And I know it can be a little bit counterintuitive, but it actually does. The key to it is the transition coming from college into their post-college lifestyle. And for students who actually come out underemployed, which was about 1 in 8 college graduates based on the, a report from the Economic Policy Institute, those students that come out underemployed actually do have an advantage in the fact that they're going to be forced to adopt a much a more constrained lifestyle. And so in doing so, the key is once they get past once they've established that lifestyle, so now they might have a home or an apartment and a car and all these other types of things that they established when they had a lower-paying job, if they see their earnings rise, and for many students there's a good reason to believe that they will see those earnings continue to rise, then they've already established that baseline and basically the inertia of the good disciplined behaviors that they set up can continue to carry forward and actually allow them to save more money and very quickly become more prepared for retirement than some of their higher earning peers, even if those peers are still earning more than them in the future.
So it seems to me a lot of this arises out of developing good habits.
Yes, I think good habits would be key to it. And it's really, just learning to live that modest lifestyle and not, you know, spending extra money, whether it's on groceries or housing or cars or any of the areas where we tend to be able to see one's budget really get inflated, you don't have that luxury when you're coming out of school on a lower salary, and you have to live a much more modest lifestyle based on having some good habits.
I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal contributor Derek Tharp, and you're listening to the Journal Report.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. Oracle.com/Wall Street.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Derek, this is fascinating stuff because people can learn to become more disciplined starting with their first job out of college. Is there any data that provides evidence that this works? It sounds great. and it sounds very logical. Are there any surveys or data to indicate how well this works?
You know, I haven't actually come across many studies that have looked specifically at this question. What there is some clear evidence of is earnings growth over the first decade of one's career, and really regardless of your income level, so whether you come out on the low end of the spectrum or on the high end of the spectrum, there's very large earnings growth for that first decade. So for anybody who, you know, can have a job, can work hard, can make sure they're applying themselves, there's going to be upside. And that upside means there's going to be an opportunity to save, but there's also going to be an opportunity for one's lifestyle to creep up and possibly get out of control. So the real key would be navigating that decade of high earnings growth to make sure that when you do have that earnings growth, you can save that, you can continue to live a reasonable lifestyle, and you don't let it get out of control, because that's really when we see the worst outcomes are when people just don't have that discipline, have those good habits, and then things go the other direction on them, and even though they had a period of higher earnings, they didn't save anything, and they have nothing to show for it.
So again, developing those good habits early on, right out of college, really helps.
Absolutely.
Derek, you have one anecdote that's connected to this, and it concerns Elon Musk, who is the founder of Tesla and also of SpaceX, regarding his habits. Why don't you tell us that?
Sure. So another benefit of adopting a modest lifestyle is that it really opens up other potential avenues, whether those are entrepreneurial, taking a bigger risk in one's career. You just have less to lose, so to speak, when you can live off of a very modest means. And Elon Musk has actually famously shared his story about when he was a college student wanting to learn to live off of a dollar a day just to prove to himself that he could do it. And by doing so, he was able to show himself that, you know, if no matter what happens as he goes out and tries to start a company, you know, he can survive. He can make it on very little. And that actually gave him the confidence to go out and try to do very big things, which we've now seen he's been very successful at.
Derek Tharp, Wall Street Journal contributor and founder of Conscious Capital, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's the Journal Report. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.